Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Psalm 71 verse 1 and 2. Psalm 71 verse 1 and 2. We're going to read it together, all of us. Praise the Lord. Are you ready? Let's read it. One go. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Verse 2. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. Praise the Lord. We are talking about the benefits of trusting God, part 6. The scripture we have just read is a very beautiful scripture. And the psalmist was declaring his trust in the Lord. And in doing so, he said, let me not be put to shame. Let me not be put into confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thy ear unto me and save me. See, one of the benefits we derive when we trust the Lord is peace and safety. If you like, call it peace and security. There is peace in trusting in God. There is safety in putting your trust in the Lord. In fact, the mindset of having God is a mindset that gives you peace. The Bible said to be spiritually minded is peace, is life. To be carnally minded is death. Trusting in the Lord is that spiritual mind that gives you life and peace. It plants you into peace that only God can give. Jesus, talking to the people, said, my peace I give unto you. But this peace, he says, is a peace that the world does not understand. That means that it is not a peace that the world has. And he gives it unto the people who trust him. So when you are a child of God, one of the benefits you derive in trusting the Lord is that he gives you his peace. Everyone say peace. And peace is cure to chaos. It's cure to commotion. Peace is cure to anxiety, being anxious. Peace is cure to all our insecurities. When someone's heart is not at rest, it is difficult for them to enter into their inheritance, because it takes rest for the believer to walk in the redemptive works of Christ. You cannot hand over your life to Christ and be holding your life again. That's why he says that all of you are heavy laden and heavy burden, come unto me and I will give you what? Rest. So when you trust in the Lord, you stop having concerns for your life, because you know that our God, who is greater than me, greater than us, is taking care of us. Your God that is greater than you will be taking care of you. Some people, once their children leave the gate to school, their minds never rest until the kids are back. Especially in America, where people are doing a lot of school shooting, killing a lot of people, teaching children to be gay and lesbian. And people can't rest. These days, people don't even want to send their children to boarding. But when you trust in the Lord, he will give you peace. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody, if you want to see peace and safety, You need to put your trust in the Lord. Why is it important for us to go into scripture? Because as Christians, our experiences must not be the foundation of our faith. Scripture must be the foundation of our faith. So these days, when truth is being preached, you see some peripheral people also saying that, oh, but I did this and I got this testimony. I did that and I got this testimony. I did that and I got this testimony. Having result, having testimonies for doing whatever you did, it's not a sign that God is settled with it. What the word settles with is what should settle you. God told Moses to speak to a rock. He hit the rock. Water came. If you are standing there, he says testimony. But God reprimanded him later on. So we have a generation that is trying to fit their experiences into the word of God rather than allowing the word of God to define their experiences. And that is why when we are teaching the word of God, we want to give you scripture upon scripture upon scripture of doctrine and phenomena that is established in the word. Not based on your, because you do yourself naked and sit in your room and pray and whatever. And if you get a result, then are you going to teach your children how to pray? Come and pray in the church like that now. Jesus said, when ye pray, so what he has prescribed is going to be the foundation of our lives. Praise the Lord. So let's take the scripture in Proverbs 28:25. Proverbs 28:25. How do I know that there is a relationship between trusting in the Lord and my peace and safety? He said, he that is of a proud heart stirreth up strife, but he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. Praise the Lord. The one that put his or her trust in the Lord shall have safety, shall be made fat. That means that putting your trust in the Lord gives an opportunity for God to make you. Jesus said, you follow me, I will make you. You put your trust in the Lord, it gives God opportunity, the Holy Spirit opportunity, to remake your heart, to remake your life. Like the way the potter makes the clay, to make God to give you peace, to make you become the person you are supposed to become. But the one who has a proud heart says that he will stir up strife, chaos. So when you don't trust the Lord, everything is war. Everything is a battle. Because I trust the Lord. So when someone even doesn't speak well to me, you know, I can chill. But if you don't trust the Lord, you have to fight for yourself. Am I the one you are talking to? Wham, wham, wow. People cannot stand being talked to anyhow. Tell somebody that be calming down. One, two, no, then you are angry. As if this face, you designed it yourself. When you trust in the Lord, you know that what people say don't define you. Some of us can lose our peace because of what we heard. You have heard that someone in your family has something has happened to the person. Then, a family came to me, bundled the whole family, said, people are dying in our family. People are dying. And he started saying, this auntie, the son died, went to, and you see, it's like if their mother is first, second, the thing started from the back. So everyone has been losing one. So the woman now, she's the only one who's, she's the elderly and the children, by the grace of God, none has died. So when she saw that number four lost one child, then it came to number three. in the sequence. Lost one child, then came to number two, lost one child. She now bundled all her children. Said, let's go to pastor. Because it's like the next bus stop, you know. It's my level. So I said, Mama, have peace. When you put your trust in the Lord, he said, as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so has the Lord encompassed about them who put their faith in him. Praise the Lord. You may have great concerns that will take your peace and safety away because your trust is not in the Lord. But I want to encourage you that once you put your trust in the Lord, remember that God himself will give you peace and safety. Say amen. Amen. Isaiah 26 verse 3. Isaiah 26 verse number 3. It says that thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. You will keep him in perfect peace, the person whose mind is stayed on the Lord. And the perfect peace is as a result of my trust in God. So when I see everywhere shaking, I don't put my mind on the shakings of the environment. I position my mind on the Lord. I have conditioned my mind that this is the Lord. This is what he has said. This is what he's going to do. And so I have perfect peace in chaos. I have joy that makes no sense. Is that not a song? We have peace. That's why Jesus can sleep in the middle of the storm. Praise the Lord. He said, Father, unto you do I commit my soul. He's put his trust in the Lord. You cannot put your trust in God and have concern for your life. Once you put your trust in the Lord, he's taking care of the storm. He's directing the storm. Even the thing that kills people and destroys people, he has that under control because you have put your confidence and your trust in the Lord. Praise the Lord. I see God giving you perfect peace in Jesus' name. In your marriage, you have perfect peace. If you are married, you are believing God for children. Children have not come. You can be concerned. Mama will call you, daddy will call you. We are bringing you a wife from the village. Oh, your wife has given birth to one child. And I'm saying, when I want more children, I wonder how grandparents say they want children. Go and give birth to your own children. As if it's your inheritance. Oh, nice, pa. So
he won't Oh, Cause you work, you work on inside my, inside my, inside my, inside my, yes, inside my, inside my, inside my.
Tell God, tell someone God is able to do.
He's able to do.
Tell someone God, our God, our God is able.
He's able to do. He's able to do. He's able to do.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
He's able to do. He's able to do.
Ah, yeah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Don't give up on God. Yeah. How do I calm you down? Please take your time and take your seat. Praise the Lord. One of the benefits a child of God would derive in placing their trust in the Lord is that there will be things. Things. 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 24. When you put your trust in the Lord, He gives you things. How then will thou turn away the face of one captain of the least of my master's servants and put thy trust on Egypt for chariots and for horses? Don't you know that when you trust in God, He can give you more than chariots and horses? Don't you know that when you place your trust in the Lord, He is able to make you more than a captain? And servants can even function better than captains in natural systems. And the power of God can function better than chariots and horsemen supplied by the systems of this world. Please, one of the things that will challenge your trust in the Lord is the provisions that come from the systems of this world. This world can give you things. Satan took Jesus to the peak of the temple, the zenith, and said, "All the glories you see here, I will give them to you if you bow." Anyone that tells you that when you serve Satan, you will not have things, is not telling you the truth. Because Satan can give things. But the things that Satan gives, they are not enduring. The Bible talks about the fact that what God gives is a blessing that does not come with sorrow. Proverbs 10:22. What Satan gives is enjoyable but has dire consequences. So, you have to make a choice to be patient as you put your trust in God, for God to give you things, because when you trust in God, He gives you things. My generation, they say that when God picks His stone, He delays in throwing it. Because we have highways, motorways, speedboat, speed train, you know, aeroplane. Everything is quick. Fast food. Are you here? Yes. Expedited services for visa. Protocol. Service, premium banking, and all manner of things. So we have become a speedily generation. Very Usain Bolt generation. Yeah. If the thing is not happening and is delaying small, you just imagine Abraham in our time. You say, away. To God. Just imagine Abraham in our time. Everything must be sharp, sharp. And I keep telling you that what will break your heart when you are trusting God is the fact that you know He's powerful. And yet some things He does not do them based on how you feel He should do them, especially because He has power to overrule everything. Why am I still sick like this? And you can just do, and the sickness will be gone. Why have you not done that? That thing can no you. Hey, yeah. They say, why? You know, when Rebecca? Yeah, when she was pregnant, he said, "If all is well, why am I like this?" Yeah, because sometimes the promise God has given you is different from the manifestation you encounter. And that thing will beat your mind. Eh? When people went to shrine, have already married, giving birth, and they are going on with their life. We are still here fasting. Waiting. Now what? But just know that when you trust God, He gives things. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 says that you will seek the Lord, and when you seek Him first, He will make additions of things in your life. Things that the world seek for, shelter, food, all kinds of provision, and all of that. He says that when you trust me, I will make them available to you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There is healing in the Lord. But you need to trust God. And sometimes the issue we have had with the Lord is that He doesn't sometimes bring it in the format we know. The thing, you can give me the whole bottle. Why are you? Would you kind of thought, mommy? Annie, it about some granny. Wow. And sometimes He's bringing you a car. Then you go and tear your chalote. Why? If you are giving me a blessing, let me see the blessing from the beginning. That this is the blessing. Sometimes you pass one corner. You know, you pass one corner. Oh boy. Corner, sir. So if you are not careful, you will just, you will get lost. But He says, keep following me, acknowledge me in all thy ways, and I will direct your path. God gives things. I will be a foolish man to think that anything God is doing here is by something that I know or I have done. That's the height of foolishness. When you see the way God orchestrates things for the people who love him, who trust him, you will have no desire. I was just telling a pastor yesterday on Friday, that I have no appetite for the power Satan gives. For two things. One, the kind of salvation Jesus has given me is so precious to me. That is one. Number two, in the simplicity of my walk with God, I have seen people who went to collect power from the devil became so powerful nationally. And devil started killing them and they brought them to me that has been following God simply. And let me tell you, I don't have any spectacular encounter with God. Like Moses saw a burning bush. I've never seen a burning bush. Yeah. Some pastors can tell you that God took me to heaven, gave me da-da-da-da-da. I don't have those spectacular encounters. I don't discount. People have. I do not have. But my calling is not a half-baked calling. Calling is calling, regardless of the spectacular encounters someone has that you don't have. Once you are called, you are called. The same Holy Spirit, different manifestations. So when I see how devil has been toying with people who got his power, and me, I'm following God small, in the simplicity, or in the simplest way I can. And then a Jew or Munsemwa, no more bought them one. Near do a more but simple for no say. Now there's a mathematics grand answer who be do answer. No, I must say simplify it. Simply just simplify the answer. From your complicated space, now make sure that the answer is the simplest you can give. So on these two scores, I have no appetite for anything Satan gives at all. If God will not give me, let me not have it. But God gives. There is nothing that is pushing me to have any contract with Satan when it comes to things or anything whatsoever. Because when you trust the Lord, he gives. He gives things. God has been giving things, plenty. Small, time is coming where the frustration level is boiling to a certain dimension where we will now take our heart away when it comes to God giving things. It says that as the end of age is coming, he said, perilous times, trying moments, difficult times, difficulties will come. He says that the love of many shall wax cold. Even the people who trust the Lord, a bit baby, say yes, one can huna one yen tama wohu. Hey, there's someone God gives things. So trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. Parakashota la bahasa. It's a blessing. It's giving. When you see me walking, people keep asking me, Pastor, it's like you are never troubled. How can I be troubled? I can't be troubled. Look, if God says I should die today, there's nothing I can do to overturn it. But if God has not called me, no scheme of hell is taking me out. I cannot have concern when my life is in the hands of God. But do you know that some people can put their money in the bank and still be worrying that nobody should break the bank? What's your concern now? So you have become chief security for the bank as well. When they collapse banks here. Yes. And they just sawn the banks to one or two. Boy. I saw people. But you see, this trust in the Lord we are talking about is very important. I saw people who had monies with registered microfinance institutions, registered savings and loans, registered banks, still very disturbed when the receiver was going to pay them. I don't understand. How do you lose your sleep that your money is with Barclays, Ecobank, or Capital Bank, whatever, and they have just collapsed some banks? Bank of Ghana will pay you now. What? Like, why do you lose sleep? It's the ignorance and your lack of understanding or trust in the system that makes you not to sleep. You are still, your mind is racing at night. When the law has designed, the law protects you that you can't lose your money. Yes, Nigeria, it is possible. My money was somewhere. I was there when, if I, my number was not even there. It was Reverend Hamilton's number. That was it. They called him that, please. I used to say, he said, no, it's my boss, but I'm the contact person. He said, okay. Provide da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Please come and get your money. And I believe 1 year had gone. But it never crossed my mind that I will lose my money. Meanwhile, I had a friend who we all did the same investment. Hey. Wow. And my money was more than his money. I said, well, you know, chale. What is wrong? And that's how, when you are serving God and you don't know the way God functions, you don't have understanding of the ways of God, you don't trust God, the things that you should rest will now become your point of anxiety, point of uncertainty, fear. Then there's a whole hopelessness that also comes with it. Hey, it's the money. There's somebody trust in the Lord, though. And don't look. That's why we have to teach it. And when you trust in the Lord, it does not mean that you will not hit some walls. But when you do, it doesn't stop God from doing what he can do in your life. God give things. Yeah. Hey, if God were not to give things, you and I would not even be in church. Because your family doesn't have an address. No. Your family doesn't. There is no one person here whose family has an address. But because God gives things, praise the Lord, it's given. I'm telling you. When we put our trust in him, we know that our lot will be very good. And sometimes you are waiting. Because you see, one of the things that will break you is waiting. Waiting. Ha. You see people who pay more for ticket. One of the reasons why they pay more for ticket is to reduce the layover. Is it layover or lay? Yeah, layover time. You always get a cheaper ticket when you are ready to transit. Let's say you travel to Turkey, maybe you are going to Dubai. Then you stay in Turkey for 12 hours to catch your next flight. Me, I don't have that time. No. Wherever I'm going, I'm always looking for direct flight. If I'm going to UK, I don't even have time to do KLM. No. Don't pass me anywhere. Just take me from Accra to London. Wham. Except, like, you understand, there is no other means. Then I would do maybe go to Holland, And then even that one, I'll be waiting for a short time. Ah. Once it's 2 hours, I'm just looking. I can pay top up. I don't like to wait. Don't keep me waiting in an airport. 6 hours. What am I? Is it my house? So I'd rather pay for more so that I can get there quickly. Even if I'm not going to do anything, let me arrive. If you are not ready to wait, you will pay more. That's life. And with God, you have to be willing to wait. If you don't prepare to wait by trusting in the system, you pay more. You have to trust in God's system, and that means you must be prepared to wait until he shows up. Or else, the cost will be dire. That's when, in the course of waiting, you do this one, you do that one, you do that one, you do that one, you do that one, do that. By the time you know, you have just destroyed yourself. You are waiting to get married. This thing can cane you. But trust that God gives marriage. You are waiting to build a house. It can cane you. You are waiting to get a promotion. The thing can cane you. And as you are waiting, sometimes the aircraft picking you is a very big one. You will see small ones flying. They just fly every 30 minutes. One has flown. Like that. Wow. Why don't they give us one of these small ones to go now? Whilst you are waiting, sometimes you are waiting for a promotion. All these Gen Zs that just came, they'll just come and pass you. Wham! Yeah. Wham! Like change of government, too, they will put somebody over you. Cry. What are you talking? You are there. If you cry, they are put. You'll be worried. You go and sleep. I've worked here for 25 years. They just brought this guy who just finished Oxford. I also have masters. You have even chatted on top. Then you are there. And I've not been promoted 2 years, 3 years. You are there. These are small flights flying. It can so disturb you. You'll be wondering, God, what are you doing for me? I married. We all married the same time. One sister was with me talking in the office. She said, Daddy, I don't understand. The pressure is too much. He said, all my friends that we all married around the same, she was drawing in the air for me, the same time, have given birth. Only me, then she mentioned her name, has not given birth. What is happening? And from there, I saw misbehavior that could not be corrected. Now the marriage is almost dissolved. Can't wait. Waiting will try. Sometimes when you are on board a flight, you see people, we are all waiting to land. And that's waiting. When you are waiting, there are things that will be out of your control. I like it when you are waiting on, when you are on board a flight and you are waiting to arrive. You can't take the piloting from the pilot. There's nothing you can do. You will not arrive until you arrive. There's nothing you can do. If the plane has not landed, you see people biting their fingers. Some will be pacing there. Some will be doing. It's like, boy, some will be sleeping. Some will be watching movie. Whilst you are waiting and you have not landed, find something fruitful to do in the Lord. Or you'll be there. Sometimes some people, they are waiting and then the person by their side is sleeping peacefully. Then the head will just check. And then they don't push it. I'm hot on my waiting. You are enjoying sleep. So you see some people, they are angry at you. You don't even know what you have done. They've lost trust in the process. God gives children. God gives material things. He said the thousands of cows on the hill, they belong to me. Yeah. Just ask, even to half of the kingdom, whatsoever you ask shall be given. If you trust in me. Tell somebody, you better put your trust in God. Trust. Tell somebody, trust. Recently, we're doing a service and the Lord told me that there's a sister, you and a brother, you are trying to marry, but it's like an opposition has arisen in the family of the man that no way. And in your mind, you are trying to get pregnant to force your way through. Yeah? I'm telling you, only what is of God will stand. We can win first half, but we are playing 90 minutes. Do you understand? The man you coach right now, when we score, he doesn't celebrate. Because he knows. He can't trust the boys. Yeah, we can score and it will just be cool like that. And he's on the touchline pacing back and forth. He can't trust the boys. But Mourinho's Chelsea. If he scored one, Mourinho would celebrate. His Chelsea and his Inter. He would celebrate. It doesn't matter if he's playing Real Madrid, he's playing Barcelona, because he knows he has dead bodies there. Once they score you, you lie. You lie. You are going nowhere. It's for them to score again. But you to score? Are these my people? Pray for us. So this afternoon we have match with Arsenal. The Arsenal that are coming. They are coming with Arsenal. It's like when you are an MD and you don't trust your choir. When they are handling the melodies, instead of enjoying the music, you can't enjoy the music. You are just believing God that somebody will not use the Appian way and spoil everything. Yes, but look, it's a serious matter. It's a serious matter. Oh, may God help us. Praise the Lord. Trust in the Lord. He gives things. It's a blessing. You know, trusting in the Lord itself, like I said in the first service, is a key to walking with God. But within this key of trusting in the Lord are also keys. We learn the key of trusting on the name of the Lord Jesus, or in the name of Jesus. We also learn the key of our choice. Trusting in the Lord is a choice. You choose to trust God. And sometimes you can be a believer and there are some things you have chosen that you won't trust God for it. Yeah. This thing, I don't trust God. I don't think God will do it. Number three is that you must have faith in the word. Tell someone, have faith in the word. That's for this service. Let's use some 10 minutes to do faith in the word. Psalm 56 verse 4, please. Let's see the connection between the word of God and trusting in God. Psalm 56 verse number 4. It says that, in God I will praise, in God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. There is a direct correlation, connection between trusting in the word of God and trusting in God. Because God is his word. Anyone who eats the word positions him or herself to trust in the word of God. Will that person has trusted in God himself invariably. One of the things that will affect someone's posture in trusting God is when they are very light, scanty, deficient on the word. If you don't eat enough of it, it will not show in your trust. Faith in the word. Building your faith in the word rather than on your experiences. Because everything changes. It's only the word that is settled forever. And if you are putting your trust or faith in something, it has to be on the enduring word of God. If God's word said so, I believe it as my foundation, my position, and my condition. No matter what is happening around me, the word will come through for me. I have put my trust in the word. John 1 says that nothing was created except that which was created by the word. Put your trust in the word. Faith in the word. Where people put their faith in men, they failed. In gift, prophecy, they failed. It is only the word that is exalted above his name that stands. Tell somebody, have faith in the word. Psalm 119 verse 42. Psalm 119 verse 42. You are trusting God for something. You got to look for the promises of God concerning that particular thing. And tabernacle with it. Let the word affect you. Don't affect the word. Let the word so affect you that you cannot have any other effect except the effect the word gives. Psalm 119 verse 43 says that, so shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. Can you give me another translation? ESV or something, NASB, something. ESV says that, then shall I have an answer for him who touts me, for I trust in your word. When you don't trust in the word of God, you don't have an answer. Any answer you are giving, it will shame you. If you say, oh, I'm going to give you, I'm going to say, it will shame you. If it's just because you are naturally very, very wild and bold, you see that there are levels that kind of wildness and boldness cannot produce result. It's only the word of God, which has the spirit of God back in it, that will produce result. Proverbs, of course, you can write Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. You know that scripture too well. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 12. Faith in the word will solidify your trust in God. In Isaiah 30, 12, he says, wherefore, thus saith the Holy One of Israel, because ye despise this word, and trust in oppression and perverseness, and stay thereon. Because, please, let's read some more. Verse 13. Therefore, this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant. Is so because we lack faith in the word of God. That verse 12 is very necessary. Wherefore, God is saying, because you despise this word. You see, you can be a child of God and you despise the word of God. Can you say, the church is 10 to 10 to every day, 10 to 10 to, 10 to 10 to. You understand? 10 to 10 to. Turn to, turn to, turn to John, turn to Mark. 10 to John, 10 to Mark, 10 to Luke every day. When would pastor prophesy? One day it must be erudite. It must be corrosive. It must be aggressive. It must be coming with fire. Spitting fire everywhere. Everything has its place. Everything has its place. And when you despise the word of God, you despise the wisdom that will establish your trust in God. And once you show contempt to the word, it's not going to build you. Anything you do not value will not add value to your life. If you don't value the word of God, you will see that you will be very light. And the thing is, I said that two people went to build. One built on a sand, one built on the rock. Then, you know, many years I've read this thing that I thought it was the wind that came. Not knowing it is the water. And when the streams were flowing, stream, gentle stream, it washed away the house on the sand. What does it mean to despise the word of God? He said, despising the word of God itself means that you trust in oppression. Yeah, you trust in things that do not operate the way God operates. So there's a way that you come to trust in some scam of life. You know, kalabule kind of Christianity. 419 Christianity. Yeah. So we are tired of the word of God. Give me direction. Give me direction. Okay, bring one candle. Bring the egg of an elephant. So we just mix it here and there. Do you understand? You are just beginning to trust in tokens and things. As if those things are not around, it means God is dead. No. So, sometimes you invite people to church, they say, your church, do they do direction? The pastor, does he see? Can he browse? Thank God that all of that, they are here. But I'm telling you, you will not become strong because you have a pastor who sees. Or you are connected to somebody who can browse. Okay, me, who is browsing for me? No, who is seeing for me? It's just placing value on the word. I'm walking with God. Maybe I will never have a pastor. I have not had a pastor who is a seeing pastor. And my life has not retrogressed. My life has made progress. So if you, everything then you are, you know, everything then you like you want to see inside. Why am I ill? Why did somebody die? Let's go and investigate the matter. Wow. Bible says appointed unto man to die. Everyone will die at some point in time. If God reveals, glory be to God. But to step out of, you see, King Saul, he stepped out of boundary. He was waiting for Samuel to come, or Samuel was not coming. He just stepped out. Then another time, he wanted to know really whether they will win the battle or they will not win. You see, the quest to win can make you step out of the way of the word. You now consulted the witch of Endor because he just wanted to hear something. Do you understand? If you are a wife, sometimes you just want to hear I love you from somebody else. By the time you know, you have gone against your marital covenant, which is first and foremost between you and God. This man that has never said to me, I love you, has not even said, thank you, I appreciate you in the last 10 years. Then your heart is craving for some good man be to say, you are beautiful. You know? You are sweet, Papa. Hey, the man who married you, he has gotten Papa there. Come on, oh wow. What I'm saying, you are going now, you just slow down. Hello. You want to hear more. Leo, by the time you know, blessed is the man who does not sit in the council, walk, stand. By the time you know, someone is telling you something. This is it. I've not heard it in this place. Now I'm hearing it in that place. Maybe or don't suck up baby or door. By the time you know you are married, but you are opening sesame in one corner like that. Wow. Tell somebody stay with the word and shut the door. Shut the door. I'm preaching this thing, pa. You are a husband. Say my wife, she is never submissive to me. Even the way she serves me food. There's no respect in it. Brother. Yeah. Face your God. So now you have some sisters who want to treat you well. By the time you know now, you are seeing what God did not show you. Yeah, it's like I made a mistake. I'm telling you, it's like I made a mistake. Because in my house, I don't have any respect. Especially those of you who are very good wives, that when you make a mistake, she will not let it pass easily. She will address it. Do you remember that you made this mistake? You took this decision and they will remind you so that in their mind, you don't do it again. Then that thing is troubling you, because side chicks, when you make a mistake, they don't care. They don't even mention it, you know. It's young kwan. Move forward. They are not shareholders. They just have a stake. Stakeholders too can be very deceptive sometimes. Uboka, waoka. But shareholders, share. They will call for a board meeting. Say, okay, I know AGM. Explain this kind of expenditures. Explain. So you're a husband now. You are looking for a village woman who forgive. But you understand the village I'm talking, because all of us come from one village or the other. But you are looking for somebody who doesn't have any kind of traction. Yeah, in either helping you to scale up or to fine-tune your way of living. You just want to maintain yourself. And even if you happen to have a wife, you see, some things are not very heavy when it comes to, let's say, marriage. Like, you know, Bible talks about somebody stepping out of the marriage, going to commit adultery, blah, 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 blah. But like, some things like, I don't like the way they position the food. I don't like, somebody can just create problem in the house because in the bedroom, no, when this person removes the panty is here, brassiere is here, or boxer short is there, or shoe is there. That is, I say, no. Or they press the toothpaste at the wrong place. What kind of a clumsy man is this? It's like you're a very bush woman. That bushness can be the reason why you start withdrawing your affection. By the time you know, Bible said, and there was no beauty in Christ for them to behold. They crucified him after saying Hosanna. So when you place value on the word, you will find out that Christ is constantly working on his spouse, the church, pouring water, cleaning the church, so that the church will be a perfect church he can rapture. So when there are challenges in your marriage, you don't look for options outside the person you are married to. You trust God that God will bring whatever is missing in the marriage between the two of you. If it's a child, you are not looking to going for Hagar or stepping. Are you here at all? Am I preaching or you think I'm dancing here? Some people think I'm dancing here. I don't have dancing shoes. I'm asking, am I preaching? I'm doing volleyball here. By the time you know, all of us are liable to that kind of thing. Where we shift from things God wants us to have resilience and trust him to help us build. If you are not careful, and what will help you is when you have respect for the word of God. When you don't despise, you see that when you are about to make a bad decision, a word will come up. Either you are watching TV, the word will come, or the word will well up in you. Put the word somewhere. What is it? Wow. Do something. Do like this to somebody. Be very careful. Okay, let me give you these supplementary scriptures and then we'll put the matter to rest. Ephesians 1:13 says, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, See, the trust is coming as a result of hearing the word of truth. Don't despise the word God gives you. He said, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. You trusted after that you had received the word of what? Truth. After that you have heard. If you are a Christian, your best chance for trusting in the Lord all the days of your life is opening yourself to hearing the word consistently. It will affirm your trust in God. Because things can challenge you. And when you find yourself in a position where you have to save your life or take your life in your own hands, you see that, Charlie, on the table, no, God is not the only thing on the table. Too many things on the table. TDJ's first book, he said, can you stand to be blessed? Can you stand to be blessed? This one that God bless me, oh bless me, oh bless. Okay, when the bless, you know when you put salted fish in soup, it has a way of creating some aroma. When the flies start coming, what are you going to do? Because the blessings, they don't only... Are you going to set the blesser aside? That's why no gift can stabilize you in your trust in God than the word of God. The word of God. Me, I can misbehave. What, you see, bad things can happen to you. How you respond is the golden standard. The gold standard is in your response. And if your response is only driven by love and affection for things and people, you will misbehave one day. It has to be driven by something deeper, which is the word. Hello? So the reason why Paul said that, you see, we go through all these things, but we are constrained. We are constrained. Because of the word of God, we are constrained. Sometimes you see the pastor will slap. Life, not human being. you can do things, you know, because you are overwhelmed. The psalmist say, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock. That is higher. The thing that will calm you down and stabilize your trust is the word of God. Every other thing is a fleeting thing. They pass away. So at some point in time, anybody who is your die-hard destiny helper can disappoint you. In fact, they must disappoint you. So that you put your trust in God. Praise the Lord. Your most anointed pastor, at some point in time, Bible says, where there are prophecies, they will fail. Yes. So sometimes, ditto, that has missed. The information is accurate, the manifestation is delayed. What are you going to do? That's why you have to trust in the word of God. Place value, place your faith. Yeah, because that one, what that one says, you can go to bank with it. You can go to market with it because it will never fail. It will never fail. It will never fail. This doctor, sometimes, she will diagnose you well and give you medicine. So, then the sickness will increase. Or you have not seen some in the hospital before. And sometimes, you will get healing that they know is not the medicine that gave you the healing. Then they say, whatever you did, keep on doing, continue. Praise the Lord. I see you having things in this life. But things will not steal you away from your trust in God. Praise the Lord. Anytime God blesses you, there's a challenge. The challenge is to stay with God. Especially with things. Things can steal away your heart. So you see that the people who have more are those who have built capacity that the things they have, those things are not stealing their heart from God. They love God to death. And they see everything as a toy that God has given them. Job said, you can take everything and burn everything. Me and God, we did. Praise the Lord. Yeah. If you have not taken God, you have not taken anything. Praise the Lord. If you have not taken God, you have not taken anything. So, it's important that you and I, we posture and position ourselves, put our trust in God in ways that we will never miss our way. Praise the Lord. What a blessing. I would like you to lift your hands. I'd like you to thank the Lord. I'd like you to bless the Lord. I'd like you to honor the Lord. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Father, we honor you. Oh, just thank the Lord. Can you just bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Father, I give you praise. Kepo shalaba kakosa. Elekoso prenem elekosese. Etelikle sunde levetos kepe. Yes, Lord. Thank him. Bless him. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we give you praise. Lift your hands and pray to God. Father, let me never lose my trust in you. Open your mouth and say, Father, I have decided to put my trust in you. Say it with your mouth. I have decided to put my trust in you. In fact, I have made you my trust. Father, let me never be put to shame. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Speak to God. I have decided to place my trust in you. Let me never be put to shame. Let me not be put to shame. Prove yourself. I have decided to put my trust, place my trust in you. May I never be put to shame. Rekopasuna le mekoshe. Eto rekosi preni kalose. Oh yes, keta baroko shenda levede. Rekopasula badakata. Ah, sheko levele meneko seye. Ito kleko fila tosa. Yes, Lord. Koperi nusukwana nekoleshe. Afeni akora suntelebede. Shakwa la patalaba. Oh, come on, bless the Lord. Can we share the oil around? Kele makose. Shakwa da badaba. Share the oil. Lekwan para sobre kete. I want you to lift your hand and say, Father, as I place my trust in you, may my safety be secured. My peace be secured. In the mighty name of Jesus, every confusion and insecurity hanging around my life, Father, deal with it. Open your mouth and pray. Come on. Open your, he said, ask anything. Ask anything. The oil is coming around. Tap it and anoint yourself. Yes, 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 yes. Anoint yourself that from now to the end of the year, no harm will come to you. You will be safe. There shall be security. You will never lose your life. You won't lose your property. You are safe. Kalapatasa. Atore rekolizo. Ishokapara. You will not lose your health. Whatever gives you concern, may the Lord take care of it. Alapania kwatatalaba. Atore betokoya. Ashalapataya. Atolaba. You will travel back and forth. No harm will come to you. You will travel back and forth. You will be safe on the field. Safe. When you are on the street, you will not lose your posture in the Lord. You will not lose your perspective. You will not lose your mind. You will not lose your peace.
Yeah.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jifamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.